data, multinational corporations kept outsourcing American jobs in pandemic. By John Binder on April 5, 2021. A number of multinational corporations and outsourcing firms continued outsourcing American white-collar jobs in fiscal year 2020 to H-1B foreign visa workers, data reveals. 30 multinational corporations, big banks, and outsourcing firms were awarded approval by the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USIS, agency to outsource more than 33,000 American white-collar jobs to H-1B foreign visa workers, according to data compiled by Economic Policy Institute, EPI, researchers. Members of Congress and presidents from both parties over the past 14 years, who have been well informed that the H-1B program has morphed into a corporate scam to offshore U.S. tech jobs and underpay migrant workers, have turned a blind eye to fixing it, the EPI researchers write. The H-1B visa program allows companies to bring 85,000 foreign workers to take American jobs each year and likely thousands more as universities and nonprofits are exempt from this annual cap. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements, as highlighted by Breitbart News. The data from October 2019 to September 2020 shows that Amazon, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, Apple, Qualcomm, Oracle, Cisco Systems, Walmart, and McKinsey, as well as big banks such as Citigroup, JP Morgan Chase, and Goldman Sachs, and outsourcing firms like Infosys, Tata Consulting Services, Tech Mahindra Americas, IBM, Deloitte, Cognizant, and Capgemini were among the firms that were approved to outsource more than 33,000 American jobs. In total, these 30 corporations, banks, and outsourcing firms were approved to import nearly 4 in 10 of all the H-1B foreign visa workers allowed to take American jobs last year. Of the 30 top outsourcers, more than half are outsourcing firms whose business model relies on widening profit margins by outsourcing and eventually offshoring American jobs. Many of the outsourcing firms on this list have been reported to use the H-1B program to replace U.S. workers in cases that garnered national attention, the researchers noted. Even as about 17 million Americans remain jobless, all of whom want full-time work, President Joe Biden has ended former President Trump's executive order that paused visa programs like the H-1B visa to shore up jobs for unemployed Americans. Biden's restarting the visa program came after corporate interests had lobbied the administration to let the Trump order expire. Many of those corporations who lobbied Biden will now more easily be able to outsource American jobs. Despite the decision, the latest survey from Rasmussen Reports finds that 66% of likely U.S. voters say it is better for businesses to raise wages and provide better benefits to recruit Americans rather than importing foreign workers. 73% of Republicans, 63% of Democrats, and 62% of swing voters. Likewise, 65% of voters said the nation's labor market already has enough talented people to train and recruit for most of those jobs and does not need more. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.